This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
We continue with our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our candidate interviews, not only from this program, but our two other local programs, are archived at KVOI.com. We welcome now TUSD candidate Ravi Gravois-Shaw. Ravi is one of six candidates for three seats on the TUSD governing board, three seats out of a board of five, so there's going to be a big change. Ravi, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on your program today.
Tell our listeners about yourself and why you want to become a board member. This is a non-paying, it's basically a community service, but a very important community service position.
No, exactly. There's a little bit about me. I'm a TUSD parent. We have three kids, and my oldest is a third grader here in our district. And so we're living what many parents are living right now in terms of virtual learning in our family. I'm also a family physician in our community and been listening to my patients and their parents over the years about what's going well in our schools and what some of the challenges are. I'm also married to an educator who spent most of his career as an elementary school teacher and was a principal in TUSD for 4 years. So I've had a lot of just experiences as a parent, as a community physician, and as a spouse of an educator that really drove me to run. And my big goals on the TUSD governing board would be to make sure we have a sound, healthy COVID response, and so that when we open our schools, it's done in a safe way for our students, our teachers, and the families they all come home to. That we have financial sustainability and transparency. I've been on the audit committee of our school board for the last 2 years as a parent member, and so been engrossed in the finances and budget of our district and want to make sure that our finances are really held to a different standard so that we can really make impacts for our students and for achievement. And finally, to address disparities and inequities throughout our district so that every student from every part of TUSD have the same opportunities for an outstanding public education.
How would you judge in this path forward that is being taken now by the current board as a physician? Are they being as health conscious as they should be, Ravi?
You know, as a parent of an 8-year-old girl who is very much a social butterfly, I so want her back in school, in her classrooms, interacting with her peers, with the adults in her life, outside the family. And that's what really we want as parents. As a family physician, you know, I've seen the impact COVID has had on our community and the devastation it's had on my patients and their families and so many around us. And I think the TUSD governing board, in terms of opening up remotely and doing the virtual Zoom, which isn't ideal, but is in the best interest of our students and teachers and the families they come home to. I know they vetted a potential hybrid plan last night at the governing board meeting, and we'll look at that again in a few weeks as we get closer to the time period after fall break that we're hoping to go to a hybrid model. And we'll see what the numbers show, whether Pima County's COVID numbers are increasing or whether they're decreasing and it's safe for everyone to be back in school learning live again.
There is a financial cost, of course, of all of this to TUSD. You are losing, the district's losing some students, parents who say that they really want their children to have the face-to-face experience immediately, and they're going to places where they can get that, whether it's charter schools or otherwise. So there's going to be a cost here, a financial cost, that you, if you are elected as a new board member, that is going to be a huge piece that of the puzzle that will have to be solved in the new year.
You know, without a doubt, you know, we need to make sure that our finances are sound, and whether that's through recruitment of students, whether they come back to TUSD when things are back to whatever normal they're going to be next year, and really working to make sure we meet parents and students' needs. You know, I think TUSD has a lot of good things in terms of its how it's handling its COVID response. I think its communication could be better. As a parent, I didn't know until the day before my daughter's first day of classes on Zoom, what her schedule was going to be and how to support her. And so I think there are things that we can definitely improve on to make sure that parents are informed about what's going on, are part of the process and engaged, and that we keep families and students in TUSD and bring them back when everything is all back to normal.
What will the priority be other than the finances and the COVID response? Will the priority be, again, focusing on the DSEG order, which I believe is the longest running DSEG mm-hmm. order of any school district in the United States?
Well, that's definitely going to be an important work of the years to come, whether or not the DSEG order and whether we have unitary status legally or not, the work of reducing disparities and inequities throughout our district will continue. But I think in terms of the other big priority, it's going to have to be, as you mentioned, the student retention and getting families back into TUSD. And when I talk to families around our district, they choose TUSD, they choose a school because of the computer science program in one school or dance program in another. You know, our school that our daughter goes to in TUSD is an OMA school, which means it has a lot more music and arts than other schools might. You know, our daughter was able to be in an underwater opera in her second grade year, which was super amazing for her to be able to do that. And we love that part of her school. So I think making sure that we fund and support different programs that set our schools apart from our competitors and other districts and the charter schools, and we make sure parents are aware of what we can offer in TUSD that so many other schools and districts can't offer.
Ravi, what is an underwater opera? I've just got to ask.
She was a seashell or a clam or something, and they had a bunch of songs. There were some squids and other costumes. It was a great experience witnessing that and seeing her. You know, as a physician, I'm very STEM oriented, and being able to see her really thrive in the arts and music was a really cool experience.
We're speaking with Ravi Gravois Shaw.
Yes.
There I go.
Gravois, like Illinois. Gravois Shaw.
Like Illinois, my home state. Tell me a little bit about, you talked a little bit about your background. Have you always been kind of interested in education? And do you think TUSD gets a bad rap generally PR-wise, Ravi?
Yeah, I've been interested in education for a long time. You know, seeing my own spouse's experiences as an elementary school teacher, a decade ago in Chicago, where we used to live, from Illinois myself, and then seeing his experiences as an elementary school principal in TUSD and really understanding what it takes to educate our students and to run our schools, which is something I could never fathom in terms of the career path that I've chosen. So I've definitely been interested in education for a long time. But until we had a TUSD student, which was, we're in our fourth year as TUSD parents now, and our twins are 2.5, so we'll be TUSD parents for the next 16 years. Until we had our TUSD student and we're TUSD parents, that really hits home in terms of the commitment to making sure our district, thrives and works for our family, because if it works for our family, hopefully it'll thrive and work for all Tucson families.
This is a down ballot kind of race, and I do see a lot of signs on street corners, but getting the word out is a challenge in these COVID times, isn't it, Ravi?
It is. Normally we'll be out knocking on doors and talking to voters, and we're definitely limiting that because of social distancing and safety for myself and my family, as well as all of our volunteers. And so we're looking at other ways to reach out to voters. I'm really excited to be on your show, and hopefully the listeners are paying attention to my candidacy as well as other candidates down ballot and making sure that their vote really counts.
All right. Ravi Gravois Shaw, where do we find out more about you? Your website, please.
Our website is Dr. Ravi for TUSD. That's DrRaviForTUSD.com.
And where are you from in the Chicago area? Just curious.
I was born and raised there. Grew up on the west suburbs and lived in Lakeview and Oak Park my last few years there before we moved to Tucson.
Oak Park was a rival of ours at Nutria Township High School in Winnetka, Illinois, where I'm from. Well met.
Yep.
So there you go.
Small world.
All right. Thank you, Ravi.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.